Exodus chapter 6. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1, Exodus 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, Now shall you see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. When I get through with Pharaoh, he will beg you to leave. Don't worry about me not getting you out of here. I'm going to do what I said I would do. But I'm going to do it in my time and in my way. That was the message. That's the message to all of us. Don't worry about what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I said in my word I'm going to do, but I'm going to do it in my time and in my way. Verse 2, and God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord, and that's why. Don't ever doubt anything that God says, because he is the Lord. And no plans or purposes of his can be thwarted. And the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against them. I am the Lord. 3, and I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, refers to the name Jehovah, and it means the God who finishes what he starts and does what he says. God promised the Hebrews that he would set them free. And the setbacks that they have experienced do not mean that he has changed his mind. They do not mean that God took on more than what he could handle. God will do what he said because that's the type of God that he is. God will get them out of Egypt because of his promise. God's word settles every matter. The written word of God puts an end to all debates. 4. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. God says, I've got some unfinished business, you know. I've still got to give them the promised land. And I'm going to do that, as I said I would. Verse 5. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. It's another reason he's going to get them out of there. Because he doesn't like the groaning that his people have been doing. They've been doing a lot of groaning lately. And he's not going to sit back and do nothing while they're mistreated so badly. Verse 6, wherefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. And I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, means a powerful arm, and with great judgments. In other words, he wants Moses to tell the people, don't give up on me, because I'm going to do what I said I would do, and I'm going to flex my muscle. I haven't even flexed my muscle yet, but I'm going to. And that's when you're going to see things start to happen. Verse 7. And I will take you to me for a people, and will be to you a God. And you shall know that I'm the Lord your God, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And the Israelites, you know, that is something that they hung on to for centuries. The great deliverance from Egypt. They could always fall back on that. Our God fought for us. Our God is real. He is God. And they'll know that he is God. If there's any doubts, they'll know. 8. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. I'm going to keep my promise, is what he is saying. I'm not the type of God who goes back on his word. You're going to get into the promised land. Verse 9. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel But they hearkened not to Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. They were so beaten down that the word of God just did not sink in. You know, sometimes we can get hit so hard with so much bad that it just becomes overwhelming, and we don't know what to pray. We can't formulate a sentence to God. We are so sad and so beaten down that the word of God just seems to skip right off our soul. It's not that we mean it to. It's just that it takes a while to shake these things off. And if they hang in there with God, they'll be okay. 10. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Go in, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land." In other words, tell him again. 12. And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, "Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened to me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips?" There he goes again, worried about the fact that he cannot talk. Not well, anyway. Man, if my own people aren't listening to me anymore, how is Pharaoh going to listen to me? Well, the answer is clear. Because I'm going to be speaking the word of God. That's what he should say. That's why they're going to listen to me eventually. 13. Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron and gave them a charge to the children of Israel and to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. So, he didn't even answer the question that time. God didn't even attempt to respond to Moses' concern about not being able to speak well. He's already been down that road, and he's not going to cover it again. He just gives him a command again, go do it. Don't talk to me anymore about this. Just go do it. Go talk to Pharaoh. Verse 14. These be the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, and Palu, Hezron, Carmi. These be the families of Reuben. And on it goes down through chapter 6, verse 25, with the listing of names, which we will not read. But instead, let's pick it up in verse 25, which says, "And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took him one of the daughters of Putuel as a wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites, according to their families." And verse 26, "These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom the Lord said, 'Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies.' These are they which spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron." So they spoke to the king, and they spoke in the name of the Lord. They were sent by God, and they spoke the word of God. They proclaimed God's message. The word of God is effective all by itself. God's word does not need to be enhanced by our intellect or our ability to put together a good argument. If people are open to truth, they will receive the word of God. If they aren't open to truth, then nothing beyond God's word is going to convince them anyway. So you might as well just stick to the word of God. 28. "And it came to pass," "came to pass on the day when the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'I am the Lord. Speak you to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say to you.'" And so God reminds Moses once again. He keeps reminding him, "I'm the Lord. I'm the boss. I am God. I am the only God. I am the covenant God who does what he says and says what he means. That's me. Never forget that, Moses. And I want you to talk to the king. And I want you to say everything that I tell you to say. And the implication is, that's it. Don't say any more than what God has said. Don't say any less than what God has said. The word of God, again, is sufficient just as it is. Leave it be. Speak it." 30. You know, I just want to add this. I have noticed something. This is, I think, my third trip through the Bible, teaching it verse by verse. And I've heard other couple other preachers that teach verse by verse, and they have done it all their life, basically. And this is in years past. And they both said the same thing. They both said, every time I go through the Word of God, every time I teach through the Word of God, it takes me longer. Just the opposite for me. Every time they went through the Word of God, they had more to say. I understand that, but it's the opposite with me. Every time I go through the Bible, I go through quicker. Not because I'm in a hurry, I'm not. It's just that the longer I walk with the Lord and the longer I study the Word, the more I realize that, in my case anyway, what I have to say is far less important than what the Word of God says. So, you know, I try to keep my comments to a minimum while communicating the Word of God in plain, simple sense thereof. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that in. Verse 30. And Moses said before the Lord, behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me? There he goes again. He just can't get past his own inability. He really needs to take his focus off of self and put it on God, or he's going to be living in a lot of fear. Now, he's going to go forth and he's going to do this, but he's going to do it with a whole lot of fear, when it wouldn't have to be there if he would just trust in God instead of trusting in his own strength. Keep your eye on God. Keep your eye on Jesus through difficult situations. He'll give you peace and get you through.